From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Tomorrow, the National Rifle Association will hold a news conference here in Washington, weighing in for the first time since last Friday's shootings in Newtown, Connecticut. 20 children and 6 adults were killed at Sandy Hook Elementary. In and around Newtown, a public debate about gun violence and how the nation should respond has picked up in recent days. And as NPR's Don Gagne reports, defenders of gun ownership across Connecticut are becoming more outspoken.
Amid the pain and the utter loss for words in Newtown this week, you also hear statements like this from longtime resident Cindy McIntyre.
Personally, I feel very strongly now about gun control. I have never felt so strongly about it in my life, and I'm trying to do as much as I possibly can as one person. This cannot happen again.
McIntyre is 56. She wonders why strong federal gun controls were not enacted after shootings in Tucson, where Congresswoman Gabby Giffords was meeting with constituents, or at a Sikh temple outside Milwaukee, or after the killings at a midnight movie in Colorado. She says she was moved by President Obama's remarks at the memorial service in Newtown Sunday night, but she adds,
I voted for him in 08. With the intention that he was going to do something about it. I'm saddened that he didn't do anything about it.
There were also strong statements this week from Connecticut Governor Daniel Malloy and the state's two U.S. senators, Joseph Lieberman and Richard Blumenthal, calling for a reinstatement of the federal assault weapons ban. Blumenthal said it's time for, quote, a seismic change in the nation's gun laws. On conservative AM talk radio in Connecticut, pushback against such statements came tentatively at first, but slowly it emerged. Here's one caller.
Also, Jim, a Merry Christmas to you, your family, to all your listeners.
The station is WTIC AM.
As you said, gun control legislation isn't going to be the answer. Look at the laws for texting, drunk driving, drugs. People are still texting. People are still drunk driving. People are still doing drugs. Jim, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, Tom. I couldn't have said it better myself.
Connecticut has an interesting history when it comes to guns. It's home to firearms manufacturers such as Colt, which was founded here and still operates in the state. But its level of gun ownership is among the lowest in the nation. The Brady Campaign, which fights for stricter gun laws nationally, ranks Connecticut as the 5th best state when it comes to gun laws. In Newtown, Steve Smith's granddaughter was a student at Sandy Hook Elementary. She survived. Her teacher, Victoria Soto, was among those killed. Talking to reporters this week, Smith didn't specifically reject any changes to gun laws, but said,
this was obviously a madman. I'd like to see people focusing on the mental health issues involved in this story and stop talking about the guns. It's just a waste of time. Mental health story is the real story.
But in the neighboring town of Monroe, where an old school is being reopened for students of Sandy Hook Elementary, First Selectman Steve Vavrick, a Republican, says Washington does need to take a hard look at gun violence.
Everybody says, I believe in the right to bear arms. I don't believe the right to bear semi-automatic guns. That has to be reformed. And I think Republican or Democrat, I think they now see that once and for all.
There is a lot of talk about what the National Rifle Association will say when it makes its first public statement on the elementary school shootings tomorrow at a news conference in Washington. In Oxford, Connecticut, Robert Stevenson teaches an NRA class on proper firearms use with instructions like this.
Don't put your finger on the trigger until you're ready to shoot. Don't point it at anything you don't intend to shoot. Treat every gun as if...
Asked if the NRA should make any concessions on gun laws, he offers an emphatic no.
I expect them to be sympathetic to the families to this tragedy. I expect them to fully back the Second Amendment.
And Stevenson says he expects the NRA to rekindle the idea of what good can come from guns. Don Gagne, NPR News, Danbury, Connecticut.